Basically, people who want to do the census online have only got a couple of days left.
Yeah, so the census close date is the 23rd, which is this Friday, and we're, I guess, in all the kerfuffle about the census, we've sometimes the message got lost that it's actually still really important, and it's still really important for Tasmanians to participate. So we're coming out, reminding people this is your last week to complete that form, either online or post that paper form, and yeah, if you haven't done it yet, still time.
The paper deadline was last week, but you're giving a bit of leniency with that, and I guess it's all to do with what happened back in August. So, you know, even though there was talk about $180 every day that you're late in doing it, people aren't going to really get stung that if they're a few days late, are they?
No, not straight away. So what's happening at the moment is we're going out and issuing a final notice, which is kind of the letter just talking about the fines. That's actually not the fines, it's just reminding people things are wrapping up, and then the next steps are legal directions.
Yep.
But we don't do that until we've kind of got through the processing to make sure you didn't complete it elsewhere, or those sorts of things are all wrapped up.
Yep, and that'll take a little while to get through those, obviously. And as you say, the letter is just reinforcing the fact that if you haven't done it, if you do it now, you'll get away with it. You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. So it's the 23rd, which is Friday. I remember the date because it's my late father's birthday. But it'll be up until midnight online, will it?
It'll be up until midnight online. And then the paper forms, yes, post them. If you can post them before, that's great. Post is taking a little bit longer than we would like, so getting it in as soon as possible is really important.
So with the online census, what happens after midnight on Friday? That's the deadline for getting it in. Will it still be online for people that, if they're a couple of days late, they can still do it online?
Yes, the form will be available for a day after census, but it will be clocking off after that point.
Okay, so after the weekend, basically?
We do acknowledge there are always going to be the people that on Saturday morning are going to go, oh, crap.
exactly.
So we've got that kind of that day, but we really need to start processing all these forms. So we're really kind of wanting to stop that so we can get that data out as quickly as possible for people to be able to get the value from the data.
Okay, now have we got any indication at this stage of how many census forms have been processed, both online and in paper?
Yeah, so we're actually over 90% of people have completed the census, so we're in the mid-90s. And we've got more than 2 million more people have completed the online form than in 2011, which is about 60% of forms have been completed online. In Tassie, that's a little bit lower, but we did know that was going to be the case because of internet access, so we did provide more paper forms up front.
Okay, now any idea on where we stand in Tasmania? Is our state nearly done? Or
look, it's really. A bit hard to tell at the moment. There's a lot of people who are travelling interstate on census night, so it's about once we process everything, we'll know exactly how we're going in Tasmania. But all indications are Tassie's doing really well. I guess my message is, if you haven't completed it, it's really important for your community that you are counted. If you've missed your form or have or thrown it away, you can still call our Census Inquiry Service on 1300 214 531 and they will send something out to you. And that's open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week until the end of the month.
Okay, now if you're going to do it online, you need to have it done by Saturday at the absolute latest. It's going to take a while to process all this, and we'll start seeing statistics coming out from this, I believe, about April next year.
April next year, which is a couple of months earlier than we did last time, and that's because of that increase in online take-up. But, yeah, we're really looking forward to being able to share everything with that the census has discovers. But at the moment, just making sure everyone is counted.
When you talk about the 95% or 90% nationally, how many is that in millions? Because I've heard varying figures about how many people were actually doing the census.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, there has been a bit of interesting discussion. So there's 9 million occupied households in Australia. There's approximately 10 million households. 9 million of them are occupied, that we think, and we've received responses from 8.2 million households.
That's very good.
Yeah, so we know there's more in the post, so we're following up less than 500,000 households right across Australia. In Tasmania, it's only a couple of thousand. So we're so close, couple of days to go. And, yeah, just wanting to remind people that day of the 23rd is just around the corner.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Georgia, thanks for your time as always. It's the third or fourth time I've spoken to you in the last couple of months, so I know how busy it's been for you. You can have next weekend on, off if you like.
I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it.
I reckon. Put your feet up. You've done a top job under fairly extenuating circumstances, so thanks for that as always today. And we may talk to you again in 5 years' time. Who knows?
Who knows? Thanks, Martin.
Okay, you're welcome. Georgia Chapman, who's the Tasmanian Director for the Census. And the next census is in 5 years' time. That's why I said we may talk to her. We may have talked to her before then, of course. She's a coastal girl, so always happy to talk to us here on the Coast Best Mix 7AD and 7BU.